This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early Tuesday. The fourth war between the two sides now is in its second week, erupted after weeks of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between the two. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says that the Associated Press is calling this an all-out war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. This is VOA News.